and we are dealing with the consequences of a perfectly contrived or concocted storm of this kind of brushing over us very quickly. Everybody and the news media playing along, your conduits of information, downplaying, panic. It kept everybody off guard. So we'll talk about that, but we're going to address the elephant in the room here, which is the $2 trillion. I'm going to let you sink on that for a second. $2 trillion package passed by the Senate. Yeah, I said it. $2 trillion in monopoly money that is being distributed. Why? We could have easily avoided this by just not, by following the people. Everybody wants to talk about South Korea. South Korea tested. South Korea also didn't go into lockdown. Uh-oh. Narrative buster. There was an island in Japan that went into lockdown for 10 days. They're back to work too. Singapore back to work. China? China still got people welded inside houses. All right. I don't believe anything the Chinese said. I'm certain they're just burying bodies left and right. The Iranians, they are just admitting how bad this whole thing is. Italy, there's a lot of things about Italy that don't smell right. But we also have to realize that the unprecedented power that has been given to the government, even more, because people are demanding it. People are demanding it. And of course, that's because we have a subset of the population who is just so desperate to implement socialism here in the United States. That, hey, I hope you're enjoying your free 30-day trial of socialism. You can always opt in at the end of the pay period. But let's listen to Mitch McConnell. We're going to listen to Mitch McConnell in a moment, but I just want to talk to you guys real quick about this sponsor of the program, this segment sponsor, which is Foundations Restored at CrusadeChannel.com/Adam. If you're under quarantine, you can either watch another Netflix series or you can go to CrusadeChannel.com/Adam and watch the 17-episode entitled Foundations Restored, A Catholic Perspective on Creation, which presents the case, obviously, for the biblical story of creation as fact, which we know. It also refutes modern error that is evolution, right? Evolution leading to all kinds of weird things. Pansexuals, 85 different genders, which, by the way, none of the other 87 genders get COVID-19 Wuhan. So if you're afraid of getting COVID-19, you can just, you know, transition to one of these different genders and you're going to be fine. But cosmology, biology, all these areas that these evolution, these scientism have staked a claim on, Foundations Restored, A Catholic Perspective on Creation seeks to push back on. You can try the first two episodes for free at CrusadeChannel.com/Adam. And if you like it, you can download the rest. That's CrusadeChannel.com/Adam. Foundations Restored, A Catholic Perspective on Creation. So let's take a listen to Mitch McConnell talking. I think it was at 1:30 in the morning last night, how they passed their relief package.
Last, we have a deal. After days of intense discussions, the Senate has reached a bipartisan agreement on a historic relief package for this pandemic. It will rush new resources onto the front lines of our nation's health care fight, and it will inject trillions of dollars of cash into the economy as fast as possible to help American workers, families, small businesses, and industries make it through this disruption and emerge on the other side ready to soar. The bipartisan CARES Act will squarely address each of the four big priorities that I laid out in my legislation at the beginning of the process about a week ago. It will rush financial assistance to Americans through direct checks to households from the middle class on down, and through a significant and creative expansion of unemployment insurance during this emergency. It will deliver historic relief to Main Street America through hundreds of billions of dollars in emergency loans so more small businesses can survive this and keep paying their workers. It will help secure our economic foundations and stabilize key national industries to prevent as many layoffs as possible, while keeping big companies accountable, as both sides have sought to do. And of course, it will push major relief to hospitals and healthcare providers, invest in new medicines and vaccines so we can beat this virus faster, and help get more equipment and masks to the frontline heroes who put themselves at risk to care.
So there you go. That's Mitchie McConnell talking about the $2 trillion package that was just passed in the Senate. Still got to go to Ms. Winebox Nancy Pelosi in the House, who has already given up. Even the COVID-19 Wuhan superbug doesn't give the Democrats a chance of retaking the House. That's why they're going, yeah, let's just pack this thing with whatever we can. This is it. This is all we got. This is all we've got at this point. So we're gonna pack this thing in. So this thing could go from $2 trillion to $6 trillion to whatever trillion at this point. Right? Make it $60 trillion and give me $100 million because whatever, the money doesn't matter. We were joking 4 weeks ago, right, about Michael Bloomberg, about how their math was, where the lady said $500 million, she could give everybody $1 million in the country. And then somebody was like, it'd have to be $327 trillion. You know what? Make the bailout package $327 trillion. Because this money is fake. Right? It's being propped up. It's all pretend money. It's not pretend money. It's pretend money. So we're dealing with this. Now, I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm trying to always be a realist. How many more bailouts is our economy going to take? Just have to look at it, folks. Some say this is a test run for the October surprise for this election season, which I have no reason to disprove that. But it's also, you have to look at a test run when you have an economy that has been so injected with artificial money so many different times. Just like any injection, it wears off. And so that's really what we have to be kind of sad about, is that this opportunity that's been taken to inject more phony currency to prop up. And does it really help Joe and Jane American? No, but it looks like they did something, which in politics is all that matters. But it's real. It's got to be a test run. Not a test run, but it's got to be a wake-up call to a lot of people that you can have money in the market. That's fine if you want to do that. But you might want to invest in things like a garden or other things that get you more connected back to your local economies. Find people that do them. I know there's garden sharing programs and things like that you can get into if you don't have the space or the ability to. It should really be a reflection on how we really can't depend, and you shouldn't depend on a federal government to save you, because they can't even save themselves. All right. We have special guest Dr. Ann Trung. She is the sole founder and owner of Trung Rehabilitation Center. She is going to be joining me at the top of the second hour. I did have a little bit of an outburst yesterday. One of my patented politically incorrect segments, which apparently everybody at the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat loves. That's not an everyday thing, though.